Can't unsee. Sometimes I hate this studio. All right, folks. Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. We got a lot of stuff to cover, so why don't we just jump right on in today? I'm your host, Trencher. Let me get the other mics on.
What's up?
You don't have a name yet?
I still don't have a name
yet.
Oh,
I'm Big Daddy Decaf. I don't know who the fuck you are, though.
Well, you know, we're going to get to that, actually.
Oh,
we're definitely going to get to that this week.
First this off, week or this show?
This show. hopefully this week.
We already
week.
Had a week we haven't done shit.
I know, right?
Speak for yourselves, bitches. I've done a lot. I printed shit.
I'm talking about her name.
Oh, no. We haven't done
shit
for that.
I got a guest.
You booked again. Nice. Who do we have guest in the studio?
We have.
He has to look. You invited him, and you're still looking on paper.
Because I don't want to.
This is why I don't have a name yet, because y'all keep forgetting it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Alzheimer's Radio.
Mangy Ray.
Wait, hold on. I forgot to do the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Alzheimer's Radio. Shit. You know, I'm going to do the intro. I keep forgetting to do the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Alzheimer's Radio. No.
It's Mangy Red.
Mangy Red.
Mangy Red. He's actually from Oakland. Someone actually from California. Holy just not shit. Claiming they're from California.
Nice. Yeah, but he's Northern California. Does it really count?
Yeah,
it is Oakland, though.
Yeah, Northern California could count, I guess. Yeah. Sort of.
At least he's not like saying he's from Napa. From the Napa Vineyards.
I'm from Napa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gangster shit.
No.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. Let's see, what else do you need to know? Oh, hey, we want you guys to join our chat room and our, well, we'll get the webcam going here because I tell you what, the co-host with no name is sitting across from me and I'm sort of like on the verge of Nirvana. I'm just.
Nirvana?
Just,
oh, my
just,
God.
Just, why? Just.
You like the group? Or no?
Dude. Well, yeah, I love the group, but see what I'm talking about? See, you're there now, too. Yeah, yes, welcome back.
I think he's just
no,
so used
I'm
to
trying
it.
To figure out what the fuck she's talking about.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Slytherin.
Oh, okay.
Seeker.
Yeah, she's got a Harry Potter sweater on, or jacket or whatever.
Jacket, yeah.
Not that we were Uber.
You know, that's okay.
That's a couple.
No, at least I don't have like a freaking stormtrooper. I don't care. I'm not getting off of that either.
Hey, my stormtrooper is cute.
You would
did you just call a stormtrooper cute?
No one, my stormtrooper is cute, guys.
No one calls a stormtrooper cute.
James L. calls a stormtrooper cute.
It's the white little, it's the white mask. Oh, never mind. It's all right, man.
So what about Vader,
he
then? If stormtroopers are cute, does Vader really do it for you?
Nah, Vader's ugly, nigga.
He's all burnt.
He's all burnt, and crispy as shit. So, nah,
I'm
like
sure he has
much.
An attachment for that. All right. So, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. We want you to join our chat room. If you're cool enough, well, heck, anybody can do this. Just go to spankwagon.net, click on the chat link, and accept the Java window, and you can join us in the chat room. Of course, we got our $20,000 phone system. We'll give that phone number out. It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's toll-free, 1-866-LVROCKS. Can't fuck that up. Let's see, what else do we need to cover? Oh, yeah, and of course, we need email. We're actually going to jump right into email here. Some bits and pieces from last week. Radio@spankwagon.net. So we want to make sure that everybody gets that. And we love the correspondence. We love hearing from you. We want you guys to play along. So remember, that's how you do it.
Should I be scared?
About the email?
Yeah.
Absolutely, sort of.
Yeah, because you kind of... did this whole little
oh yeah
the email
yeah,
you
the
know,
email well I got this one there. And here you read this one.
Oh God, do I have to?
Yes
can I read
this
first?
Is actually you can
oh
read it.
This is oh what an ass.
Wait you're gonna have to read that one because that's the reason he's not here this week, but we'll get to that.
Oh my.
So for everybody who's tuning in, if you've tuned in last week or got the podcast from last week, you know that we have our new co-host, and yes, we're going to go and say Jesse or whatever, Jessica or whatever, but she needs a handle. She needs that special, God, it's going to sound creepy saying that, a special touch. No, she
yes,
needs,
she does.
I'll tell you that. She needs a nickname.
Up.
She needs a handle. She needs sort of a, you know, that.
Oh, she got handles.
Oh, my
oh.
God.
At a ball chain, at a hook.
Oh. Uh-oh. That sounds serious. So basically, you know, we were saying last night we needed to figure out what to give you for a name. Well, remember that caller we received?
The crackhead?
The crackhead Freak who boy. Decided to yell out your name?
Yeah, crackhead.
Okay, so I get an email. I get an email.
Oh, God.
I love this. This is someone who really knows what he's doing.
Probably not.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
Okay, this is from jmfink15 at aim.com.
Nice.
Please note what I'm doing here. JMFINK15 at aim.com.
I didn't hear what you said, man. What did you say?
I think his name is Justin Fink.
But what's his email address? I didn't hear you.
JMFINK at aim.com.
Oh, okay. I got it now.
Dude was so excited to actually use email. Not only was the subject line all capital. And I kid you not, it was all capital with an exclamation point and a tilde. You know the key next to the one?
He
slapped the keyboard.
Yeah. So hard that he accidentally hit that one too. Yeah. Awesome.
So he in subject line, I know her name! That's how excited he was.
Shut up.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This is her ex-boyfriend, Justin Fink. Her name is, and we've heard it already, tell her I told you guys it would be cool if you announced it. What?
Wow. And this is like not like an XX. This is like an XXXX. Like XXX. A couple X's ago. X. Like,
chicks only
should be
19,
over it.
20 and she has that many X's?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Round, she get does. Around.
No, it's not like that.
All right. So, Justin Fink, who you can email and tell him kind of like, you know, chill out, dude, is jmfink15 at aim.com. I might just post that up on the website.
Send him hate mail.
Or love mail. Maybe you need
Yeah, you know,
maybe,
if you
maybe,
want
maybe, maybe there's a girl out there who needs this level of excitement in her life. I know her name! Oh, my God, I know her name! Thank you, dude. Yeah, we know her name, too.
Oh, my God.
The point is the handle, the nickname. Listen, douche.
I wouldn't say that either because I don't know what... Oh, my God.
Well, apparently we got little Harry Potter references, and I'm hearing something about Batman references,
Batman!
So we'll get to that. But your ex... Of course, he only gives himself one ex, so obviously he's either really, really lazy...
He could get over it just being... Yes. Or he didn't know how many dudes you... You done forgot about him and shit. That's what it is. I'm the only ex in her life. I'm the only one that she you love.
Ooh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's kind of scary sad. All right, but your XXXXXXXX boyfriend, Justin Fink.
You forgot two X's, man.
XX. Justin Fink, and you can email him at jmfink15 at aim.com.
Wow.
Here, that's for you. That's your fan mail.
Oh, wow, you're great. My first fucking mail, too.
Your first fan mail.
It's this bullshit.
So when he called last week and I announced it was drama, I was 100%.
I didn't even know it was him. Nice. I haven't even, you know what? Oh. I haven't even heard his voice for like over a year. That's the first time.
Well, how did he know you're going to do this?
It probably AIM because I put my away message up or MySpace.
That makes sense.
Well, we got to promote us.
Yeah.
So he's past
Jenny
a year.
Is actually listening right now.
Cool.
For that exact reason. So at least I get some good listeners in on there.
Hey, awesome. And so if you want to keep sending email to you know, excited email to a new co-host, it's radio@spankwagon.net.
Oh, I love how he spelt my last name wrong too. Okay.
I don't know what's going on with
it. But at least he didn't do like a complete run on sentence. And he spelled announced like
correctly.
Wow. Yeah. Spell check, maybe? I don't know.
Well,
I know
probably spell check. Probably spell check. although he was using webmail.
So I mean, what was he? Black, white, Mexican?
Stupid.
White.
He's
and
white.
Stupid.
Oh, he's never dated a white boy. What's wrong with you?
Hold on.
Exactly. Never dated a white boy.
Moving on. I think you have an email from Murphy.
Oh, great. That I have to read?
Well, would you please? Because this is an email from Murphy explaining why he's not here this week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You might want to read that whole thing.
Do you want me to read it first before I, like, read it?
I don't know. I'm assuming
I'm
since we're live. No, read it. Just read it as is.
It says, Dear friends of Spank... Spank Wagon Radio.
Christ.
I can read, I promise.
Stupid white. boyfriend must have had a...
As you know, I take my role of executive producer very seriously, and since I am also head writer of the show as well as lead booker, chief engineer, and master board operator, I am remorsed to inform you that I will be participating in the writer's strike. Dun, dun, dun! Effective immediately, nice. I am on strike and will not be performing my duties for Spank Wagon Radio during said strike. I know that this places all of you in a serious predicament, as it's usually my role in the show to move it along and to come up with the funniest of bits, the most prolific of segments, and the most in-depth news topics and coverage. I understand that my choice has placed all of you in great peril. I know that this means Spank Wagon Wolf Flounder and Mark, a.k.a. Trencher, will be running one of his not-so-great show-not-show episodes. Well, all the beeps and boops that his music seems to have. Nice. If you have any questions, do not bother calling me, as I will most likely be supporting my brothers and sisters on the picket line, supporting their goals of more income from the sales of DVDs and next generation media forms. Sincerely, Christopher Murphy.
So you went on strike.
So,
huh?
But let me see that really quick. I like this, what he's saying.
It's all your fault.
It usually is.
You didn't pay him enough,
apparently,
motherfucker.
Not. Well, I'm also head writer of the show, as well as lead booker, chief engineer, and master board operator.
Well, I hope that he got my ex-boyfriend's IM.
I have never seen him run the board.
Well, we did see him run the board, and woo! It was
a bad show.
It was at 8:45, the show died. Or was it? It was 7:45
at that time. It was 7:45 at that time, and the show was like...
It just died.
Going down. I love it. So,
I just like that whole big, huge list of things.
Yeah, it's like, you know...
But then again, he had to talk. I mean, it had to have been long. He couldn't have just been like, damn it, I'm on strike.
Nope.
That, like a normal person would.
I love it. It is usually my role to move the show along and to come up with the funniest of bits, the most prolific of segments, and the most in-depth news topics and coverage.
So basically, what? He's saying we did shit last week.
I think he's saying we did shit last week.
Well, let's show him...
Oh,
wrong.
My God. Well, and that leads me into my third email.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Is this?
Oh, no,
I put
actually,
this
I'm going to put
pile?
That. I'm going to put that.
Should we give him my ex-boyfriend's email address?
You know, let
www.crytohim.com.
Actually, you know what? Let me take that email address and hand it to Claude.
Okay.
And,
do it. Because
Claude has
it.
This wonderful ability to bring up anybody's history online.
Damn.
We don't want to know his history.
Oh, no. No, we might. We might. Might. We might.
Uh-oh. Well, you already know.
Well, we'll make sure to keep certain things off to the side. All right.
So he has a small dick.
Kinky.
Is that what you're saying?
Wang.
I guess you always say shit. That's
she wants to go micro-wang.
Wow.
Well, that's why she went to Black Guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all stereotypes.
It's called upgrading.
Oh. She's like, I want the new model.
Give me the black one.
2008.
One that comes with funny checks from the Department of Human Services. Oh, that's just wrong of me. I wonder if co-host 4000 is going to catch that one.
He probably will.
Probably will. I got this one from Joker. This is from last week's show. He says, just finishing listening to the show there, Trencher. It's amazing how many topics you can get to without Murphy being there.
Oh.
A couple of thoughts, though. In the discussion about how differently we see the world as children versus adults, you remember we were talking about we were indestructible when we were younger, or at least last year for you. you guys,
don't be jealous.
Slightly am. You guys are right. It's definitely a learned response. When you're young, your mother could tell you 1,000 times that something bad could happen to you, but until you've seen enough or experienced enough, the threat level is never enough to worry about, you know, worry you as it does as an adult. So, you know, that's one comment. He said the same thing, or said also commented on the billboard, if you remember the Virginia billboard.
Yeah.
We were talking about where everybody who holds their kid's hand is a pedophile, basically.
Yeah.
He said, don't worry about it, just be a dad. People will be able to tell the difference. I mean, I'm paraphrasing the sentence and a half, paragraph and a half he had there. Good point, but you know, it's those same idiots that are out there that...
Yeah, you got to ignore them. You gotta ignore them like people here ignore stoplights. So.
Yeah, very true. Let's see. Names. He actually even had name suggestions for you. Of them, he pointed out Ghetto Ninja.
What?
Well, I think it was.
Did he give you an explanation?
Not that one. No,
I think
no?
you are the explanation.
Yeah. I don't know where he's going with this one, but the shebang. Jugs from Mother Jugs and Speed, which is a movie.
Jugs.
Yeah.
Actually, my friends used to call me Bangs.
Bangs?
Yeah.
Bangs.
Yeah.
What was the bangs from? Just the you're talking to hair bangs.
I guess, yeah.
You got a nickname from your hair. Oh,
yeah, girls,
ladies and gentlemen, my co-host,
school?
Nappy.
Hi, I'm Nappy. because my hair is...
I would call them baldy, like Mr. Nappy. Clean or something, but...
Well, it was Nappy at one time.
Okay, but I didn't know like you when it was Nappy.
Nappy-headed ho.
Was that the only one or the only ones? Or
yeah, those are the only emails we got last week. Yeah, that happens. This is actually the most emails we've ever gotten in 1 week.
Well, thanks for trying, but try again.
Damn. We'll get more people to email.
I like his name. I should steal his name.
Who, Joker?
Yeah. Well, should be Harley Quinn.
He would probably greatly appreciate that if he actually saw you. although his wife might get a bit perturbed. Just saying. So, thank you very much for the email. And, of course, we love to hear more emails and comments and suggestions. radio@spankwagon.net. That's what I got for email.
Sounds like good stuff.
Now, who's your guest again? Look it up on the piece of paper.
Mangy Red.
Mangy Red. What's Mangy Red do?
Mangy Red is a rapper.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, man.
Holy crap. Spankwagon Radio. We are hip hop.
Hey, this is the most black people you guys had on the show ever.
I know. We're outnumbered.
The fuck you talking we? I'm black waist down. Sure, maybe shoe polish, but still.
Knees down?
Waist down.
Knees down?
Only if you're on your knees.
Well, she's black. she's black in her mouth.
Oh, hell no.
You got a black mouth.
Oh, that's...
You got stained nigga dick on your
tongue. But here's the thing. How could you say that if she's wearing a Harry Potter jacket?
Yeah.
Nothing says I'm a geek. Serious.
So when are you going to teach me binary time? I'm a geek.
Oh, I'll teach you binary time.
Binary time's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's easy stuff.
I still have to look at my cheat sheets. But anyhow.
I like how they got quiet. Like,
Well, no. See, that's not really geek as so much nerd. Yeah, that's
I would
that's
classify
more
it the same.
Really?
Have you ever seen Beauty and the Geek?
No.
Really?
I don't watch TV. Or very, very, he's, very little.
He just bought his first television last year.
Shut the fuck up.
Or this year.
No, actually, I've had like a 27-inch TV.
Still got a VHS. He says, yeah.
Yeah. Sitting in a fucking donation pile. No, actually, you know, I watch like, I don't watch a lot of
what
TV.
What do you watch when you watch TV?
Sports.
Yeah. College
you watch football?
College
football.
Yeah,
college football.
College basketball. I'm not like super into it. Like I couldn't tell you shits or stats. I just watch it for the drama of the game and then turn it off and it's gone.
So why don't you watch hockey?
I watch that too.
Oh.
I prefer to go live hockey.
Hockey's got.
Yeah. Prefer to go to live. Love the fact that we have the Wranglers here. Even though they're a minor league hockey team, they're damn good. So it's worth going to see. And actually, for my wife's birthday a couple years, flew her out, myself too, out to Phoenix to go watch, Phoenix to go watch a Red Wings game when they came into town. So, yeah, hockey's cool. I like hockey.
Trauma.
Again, I don't follow much. I just watch the game for the
game. Hockey's fucking tight, man. I watch it all the time, dude. Go Red Wings.
Hey. Nice save. I think we just outnumbered the black man here.
Right.
Gotta be nice. You'll show black in my mouth. I'm not going to start that fight. All right. So you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And, of course, no Murphy, which means we'll get shit done this week. Of course, we have all kinds
of... Or apparently not.
Or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Murphy, of course, being the head writer, booker, board operator. What else does he do? I'm sure he's the jizz mopper.
He keeps this seat warm that I'm keeping warm right now.
Judges that she's going to come up with a funny bit. And judges that I've brought a guest in. And judges that she rolled, have the board. And you are the Master Chief of the show.
Master Chief. Thank you for the Halo reference.
Do we really need Murphy?
Are you firing him?
Ouch.
Yeah. Are you firing him?
We're firing him. He's done. He's off the show.
He's on strike.
Hey, he's on strike. Fuck, we'll deal back. No raise, no nothing. Fuck, he's done. Gone.
Yeah, really. Because my thing is, if he's actually out there supporting the making more money from DVD sales, he steals more movies than any of us.
Oh, wow.
He's always stealing. Hey, you want to see Silver Surfer? It came out last week. Yeah, but you want to see it? I got Spider-Man.
You got the words in the screen, but...
Yeah. Don't mind the coughing and the jiggling of the camera.
Don't matter the Spanish in the background.
That popcorn crunching, I don't know where that came from. So, yeah, all right. So why don't we go ahead and take a break, get our guests in the studio. They can hang out with us for a while. And then we'll be back. So, hey, I even had time to queue up a playlist.
Oh, yes, we did it this time.
Yay!
So we'll be back in just a moment for everybody here at the table, Spank Wagon Radio.
actually wrote out questions.
No one died. Just listen. You know what that is. Except it's a punk version or a ska version. But we'll get to that in a later bit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. Decaf, who the hell did you bring to the studio again?
I brought another
what
rapper.
What have I told you? Another rapper.
Yeah, man.
Look at me. I'm white.
You guys brought the Rocky Horror picture with this fat fucker that was 6,000 pounds.
Murph booked that one. You know, I
give him credit for that, huh?
Yeah, I don't know who did I book? Oh, yeah, I booked porn stars.
Yeah, it's a, you smell right, like chitlins and shit. Remember, the biggest titties in the studio was another dude.
Yeah, that is true. All right, let me get all my mics up. Make sure I can hear everybody. Say hi. I don't hear you at all. Where in the hell are you at?
Technical. We need Murphy here to run the main board. So you on mic?
I don't think it. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can
hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, my gosh. James, we're the only darkies here.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. We here? You talking?
That's crazy.
Yeah, you have to get on it. Like, what did Murphy say?
Like a big, never mind.
Nice.
What did he say? What did
go
you
on,
say?
No, go on.
That was you talking.
No, that's Murphy's line. Am I lying?
Nah.
You talk for me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right,
can
there
you hear
you are.
Me now?
Can I? Yes,
good.
I can.
All right,
go sell your cell phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have Mangy Red.
From the Bay.
Right. Oh, so you got to get close to the microphone.
Got to get close on the mic. Huh?
Yeah, I know you're
like
used to it.
Next to a lady.
Remember, the mic is shaped like a cock.
All right,
so watch out for that one.
I need to be a million feet in the back, man. That was a good one.
So what's going on? So I guess tell me about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm out here in Vegas visiting. I'm going back to California tomorrow. You know, a little bit.
You don't look too excited to be going back.
No, it's cool. I only can come out here, you know, for a little bit, get back. It's still the West Coast, so we're holding it down.
Nice. About time someone has to, because
yeah,
the rappers lately
to,
has been like.
Yeah, it's like real. I don't know. It's kind of hard.
What got you into rapping?
Well, I had two older cousins from Ohio that played. They're like musicians.
Ohio?
Yeah, they.
Cincinnati?
You know, Dayton.
Oh, Dayton.
They do music and stuff, so and I tires. Guess I got it through this. Yeah, you're right. Rims and tires.
Rims and tires. Like, that's the only thing I know about Ohio is they make tires and pollution.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, so, you know, I started about 14, and I just stuck with it.
Matter of fact, I'm glad you brought up 14, man, because I look at your profile, right? And it said that you wrote your first rap song was in the eighth grade when you were 12. Do you still remember any of the lyrics of the song?
Not really.
Yeah, you do. You lie like a bug.
What are you singing about? The horrors of the lunch line?
This girl
the sandbox.
I know, just putting it together, man. You know,
the lunchbox.
Yeah.
This poor bitch is following me. This poor bitch is following me.
That ain't rap, man. You're like.
Hey, man, I can't rap. That's
fucking
why
D. Martin.
That's
right
why
here.
I'm on this side and not on that side.
Good point.
Yeah, grew up on Too Short, you know. Yeah.
So, what was your first rap? Come on, you got no
really,
one line.
I really don't know how it went, man. It was just like, you know, just I heard other guys rapping at lunchtime, so I was like, damn, I want to do that right there.
So it was all freestyle or was it written?
No, I wrote it.
You wrote it?
Yeah. You know, I can freestyle too. We'll get into that a little bit later. I'm
you directed the show too, huh?
Yeah, I could go, man. I could go when it comes to that. You know, everybody wants to rap these days, but I really, like, grew up, you know, back in the day doing it. So I stuck with it. That's just one of my trades I got.
What do you usually you know rap about?
Rap about it depends. I could be anything. It could be like fat girls, you know, like 800 and up, you know, food, you know, bums fighting in the alley. I just come off the top of my head, whatever, you know. But if she's fat, she got to be about 750 and up. That's the way I like it.
Whoa!
Just like
with hazard lights and a backup alarm. What? Yeah.
Like a big and greasy.
All right. Well,
did anybody say steak?
Yeah.
What?
You got anything?
What?
No? Okay.
Questions.
Really quick. First question I have. Where can we find you online?
www.myspace.com/MaingyRed. MaingyRed.
You got music on there, right?
Yes, sir. I got three songs on there right now. We're going to put on some. I'm going to put on a couple more probably in the next couple days.
All
right.
Well, the three we got on there, what do you want to kind of first have everybody listen to?
Well, the first one that comes on is From the Coast, you know, West Coast.
That's a good song. I just that's the last thing I heard before I left because I couldn't listen to it earlier, but I'll get that story. I'll get that story later. It's another story.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, and the second song is Keeping It Mobbing, and the third song is Sipping On, Smoking On. They're all from three different producers that I know from the West Coast. So, you know, I'd like to, you know, get each of them on a track, my first three songs on my MySpace. So you can log on, check me out, leave me a comment, you know, whatever.
Okay.
I'm down to collab with anybody, but they got to come with it. You know, we don't do none of that junky trash stuff. We don't whack shit. Basically, we're not into that.
So you said none of my suckers would play, man?
Dude, you have show tunes in your car. Hey, what, man, are you going to sing? Oklahoma? Keep it. Yeah. All right, so why don't we play From the Coast?
Okay, man.
We'll start off with that.
Work. It's a nice ass beat. Thanks, too, man. Yeah, let me shine one time. I'm from the coast where it's cracking like bones in your body. I'm from the coast where they backing is an everyday hobby. I'm from the coast where they blasting on sight when they see you. I'm from the coast where they jacking you, but they can sound they leave you. I'm from the coast where it's cracking like bones in your body. I'm from the coast where they backing is an everyday hobby. I'm from the coast where they blasting on sight when they see you. I'm from the coast where they jacking you, but they can sound they leave you. I'm from the coast where the strikes are 1, 2, 3 and you out. And for the rest of your life, the penitentiary's your house. Collars popping, breezy jock, but that's nothing new to us, partner. After we dump on you and your homies, time to toast with the vodka. Stay on the lookout for them jackers that wanna take your belongings. Keep it 389 milli, that'll solve the whole problem. I been doing this, I been running through zips, chasing them chips. I been doing shows where them girls shake their hips. Hell yeah, that's your boyfriend, that B-A-Y. Ride the track, bounce her back, everything's alright. Now I gotta lock it down for that left west coast. All riders get passes, all haters get choked. Now it's time to get ghosts when that ass stop breathing. Red caught you while you're sleeping, baking soda be creeping. Scheming on the way to get this money though, pimp. How I'm gon' have fat pockets when they both full of lint. I'm from the coast where it's cracking like bones in your body. I'm from the coast where they backin' is an everyday hobby. I'm from the coast where they blastin' on sight when they see you. I'm from the coast where they jacking you, but they just how they eat you. I'm from the coast where it's cracking like bones in your body. I'm from the coast where they backin' is an everyday hobby. I'm from the coast where they blastin' on sight when they see you. I'm from the coast where they jacking you, but they just how they leap. Main Jolo, no bacon soda, aka Major F from the Bay. West Coast, Chris Gilla Cali, representing my death day. Come chop it up with me, come roll up some weed. Now I'm doing it legally, you gon' forever remember me. Been doing it since 14, them old days in the O. Where I learned to shoot dice, pack straps at a young age, all at the side show. I've been to the 909, man, all on the grind. I did catch some catches, man, I did do some time. But now I'm back out with a dose from the coast. You could be in a bucket, Benz on the bus, or riding hundreds, folks. No, can't forget the 20, 22s and 23s, 24s and 26s for those hustlers with the cheese. Are you mixed with Japanese? No, that's the blunt that I'm smoking. If you see me with your girl, best believe that I'm stroking. So kick back, crack the yak, list to a match, spit facts. I'm trying to get stacks for these raps, living fat, hella scratch. I'm from the coast where it's cracking like bones in your body. I'm from the coast where they macking is an everyday hobby. I'm from the coast where they blasting on sight when they see you. I'm from the coast where they jacking you, but they can how they leave you. I'm from the coast where it's cracking like bones in your body. I'm from the coast where they macking is an everyday hobby. I'm from the coast where they blasting on sight when they see you. I'm from the coast where they jacking you, but they can how they leave. My flows are fatal, been with us since in the cradle. Been around a lot of weight, weighing it up on the table. Taking penitentiary chances to make sure that I eat. I want that new jacket right here with some Air Max on my feet. These rappers are weak, just let me get off in the dough. You can pop your collar, get your walk on, or throw them bows. And my partners is with me, most of them still on the block. But I'm tired of doing time, getting jacked by the cops. Got out the pen with a plan, so I gotta follow through with it. If somebody gave you 36 zips, you wouldn't know what to do with it. I know I would, and take a ride out of town. Make it do a backflip somersault and come back to the down. K Smooth dropped the track, Mangy Red wrote the rap. We been at it for a long time, so turn it up to a slap. K Smooth dropped the track, Mangy Red wrote the rap. We been at it for a long time, so turn it up to a slap. I'm from the coast where it's cracking like bones in your body. I'm from the coast where they macking is an everyday hobby. I'm from the coast where they blasting on sight when they see you. I'm from the coast where they jacking you, but niggas how they leave you. I'm from the coast where it's cracking like bones in your body. I'm from the coast where they macking is an everyday hobby. I'm from the coast where they blasting on sight when they see you. I'm from the coast where they jacking you, but niggas how they leave.
great stuff, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I know. I was listening to it right before I went here. I was jamming to it. That's why I came out of the car. But that's what I was talking about.
My boy K-Smooth dropped that one. He's from West Covina.
Okay.
Got some tracks.
So three different producers. All of this is what? Same album? Different albums? Or
It's my album, but right now, you know, I'm putting it together. Okay. I want it to be right when I come with it. So, yeah. But, yeah, three different producers, three different songs. So, you know.
Cool. All right, now one question I have, and you're from Oakland, so
right.
Are you originally from Vegas or just visiting?
You could say I'm visiting. I stayed out here off and on maybe like between 6 and 8 months, started last year, but I'm originally from California,
okay.
Born and raised.
All right, so what's the music scene like in Oakland?
Right now, you know, the hyphy movement's going on. It's like a lot of underground rappers, they don't really get out there yet, you know, because like the Bay is known for independent labels,
mm-hmm.
and you know, like underground rappers and stuff. But right now we're on fire out there. The Bay is on fire.
All right.
You know, I'm in Southern California a lot too, in Pomona, Ontario. So I'm like a California kid. I stay moving. I keep it moving, man. Got to stay networking and campaigning. And,
right. Okay, you know. Cool. Now, how do you compare that to the miserable, and it's kind of a loaded question, but the miserable Las Vegas music scene?
Actually, it's, you know, it's
She's smiling because she knows it's a miserable music scene we have out here.
It's the West Coast, and it's a lot of people from all across the United States, from different cities and different states out here, but, you know, we need to hold it down. That's why I'm glad, and I feel pretty welcome to be here and put it down for the West Coast, because Las Vegas is still the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, and it's a lot of people from California. This is our other home.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to hold it down and rep Vegas too and put it out there.
Cool. All right, Decaf. Oh, the one who has no name.
Nameless.
Nameless.
I was just informed.
It's like a newscast.
That worked around here, isn't it?
That sounds like an indictment.
Right, right. No, but
okay, you're going to play the role of OJ. You're going to play the role of his suit that got stolen.
Ouch. That's wrong.
Wow.
Even I know that's wrong.
Thank you.
No, I was just actually told that you performed with Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Yeah, I have at the Century Club in Los Angeles, 2001.
Nice. What was that like?
It felt pretty good to be around him and share the same stage such as the superstars himself. I saw him upstairs in the VIP. I had on a jean suit. Actually, he put down his shades and, you know, like glanced at me for a minute.
Or so he thinks.
He's like, you on my stage, nigga?
Serious, but,
nigga, you gonna give me some water, nigga?
We did our thing, but like when they got on stage, they really set it off though, you know, and it just felt good to be around them like that, you know, even be on the same stage as him. It wasn't at the same time, but you know,
hey.
I'm gonna keep it real. I'm not gonna lie.
It was the same.
I hate motherfuckers be like, me and Stu was like this shit. We were singing together. You're like, yeah, all
never
right,
got
man.
To meet him personally, but you,
you
know,
you were on the same bill, you know.
Yeah,
there
we,
you go.
Our eyes crossed each other.
They were breathing
was
the
it
same
love?
Air.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think it was love.
Well, they were breathing the same something.
Now, this dude really
yeah,
I heard that
air-ish.
He's skinny. I heard he's skinny, but buff. That's what I heard.
I don't know, but it was a good night.
Tommy Davidson
is
buff.
It was a good night, man. The Century Club, 2001. Mafia for Life was there. Slow Pain and the Eastsiders. I mean, Slow Pain and Nino Brown. Mafia for Life, right? It was a
good
experience.
Good experience.
Really nice.
What other collaborations have you done?
I did the Cow Palace in 2001 in San Francisco with Glasshouse Records. That was an underground label I was on. Juvenile was there. JT the Bigger Figure. He's a Bay Area person from San Francisco.
Okay.
Underground, you know, kind of mm-hmm. famous in the streets, you know, like far as underground music and
right.
stuff.
What label are you with right now?
I'm by myself.
On your
right
own,
now.
Totally
I was
on your
with
own.
24/7 Entertainment, but like we had our little differences. So
we
I'm
had a fallout already?
Right now. Yeah, you could say that, but you know, I'm about to put my own money behind myself. So that's how you do it. I'm going to press up my own shit.
Which leads to the next question.
Oh.
Oh. Well, you have to figure out this is only your second week.
I know.
Well, I didn't know it was supposed to be like interviewing, you know?
Yes, that's what we
everybody gets a mic and talks.
Sweet. So. Okay, when you say game is 95% business and 5% talent, what do you mean?
Like, as far in the music business, rock, jazz, whatever, if you're going to it's business, because without the paperwork right, you're not going to get your money right. You're not going to see it. So it's 5% talent, 95% business. You can't get you cannot benefit off of your work unless you know the knowledge of the game and the paperwork and have all that right.
Do you know anybody, you know, personally that got ripped off by producers and companies and stuff like that?
I mean,
Or you just heard stories?
I mean, I know a couple of people that signed with labels and, or, you know, like underground labels, or just they didn't know what they were doing. Like back in the day, I signed a piece of paper before too, not really knowing like what I was doing, but it really didn't go that far. So, you know, but yeah, I watch a lot of TV. I read on it and stuff like that. So there's a lot of people that get up to ask.
Is it that people just still, it's still their beats or still the lyrics or the whole?
If you don't have it copywritten in your ASCAP or your BMI, your publishing, your writer's card and all that, you're going to get done anyways. And these days right now, you see like movies that come out before they even hit the theaters, they're already on bootleg and everything. So people are going to profit off you really no matter what, somehow, some way.
Well, when that gets out, I mean, as an artist, how do you feel when that, you know, well, back then Napster, nowadays it's any peer-to-peer network. How do you feel as an artist when you find that your album, your music, a track, it doesn't matter, is out there in that medium?
Yeah, well, not my not me giving the content for them to do that. I'm not with that. I feel that's kind of bogus, because you know that people work hard, or they're trying to strive hard to get where other people are, and you know, it just taking their shit and just putting it out there, that's not really right. Unless they got permission to do it, then it's another thing. Or you guys work out a deal or something, then it's all right.
So if you were in a position where you had a big business, you know, rap business, and then someone did bring you, you know, some real tight beats that they stole for somebody else, would you discourage it and say, no, we're not going to take it, or would you consider taking it? Yeah, these are the questions I ask.
Trick question? Oh, you know, it depends. Like, if you're just gonna, do a mixtape or something, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have it. You know, but like me, honestly, if somebody came to me with somebody else's stuff and they didn't get permission or nothing for them, or you know, the right authorization for them to do that, I'm not gonna do it. Because if you say it sells real big and it blows up, you're still gonna have to come out your pocket. If that person has their paperwork for their shit, you're gonna have to break them off. So you're really gonna be probably getting pimped, basically.
So pretty much, you're probably gonna be paying them cheaper up front,
right?
if it hits, but that's a gamble.
Yeah, you got, you know, they gotta sign it over. You get, if that paperwork's right, then we could talk. Because I don't want to be like 85, you know, and still paying people for using their shit.
Man, that man's beat wasn't even that great and shit. Yeah. Sound like Gilligan's Island. Yeah.
Gilligan, you know? Yeah, man.
All right. So why don't we go ahead and play another song? We'll just go on the Sippin' on Smoking on. We'll play that.
That's by my boy Iceberg, holding it down out there. He's from L.A., but he's out there in Victorville.
Victorville.
Yeah. We got a studio out there, man.
He's supposed to be like Compton to Oakland. He said Victorville. He said L.A. to Victorville.
He told.
Hey, you know, the funny thing is I just drove through Victorville 2 weeks ago. Oh, like, you know, oh, my God. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I felt surrounded by rednecks. It was bad. It was very bad.
Yeah, they're out there.
All right, so we go play this.
To the head. I never like a snitch, so I'm gonna work for the feds. Blow up they house with a body in it, hell yeah. I say smoking on dank, sipping on drink too. If he tell on me, he'll tell on you. That's why I associate with a chosen few riders. And now they kidnap you, tough up your nails with some flies. Suckers out like all the Hershiser. Never been a dermis, a 504 and 5. Even the crowd live in the Martin Lawrence, David Chappelle. Never told nobody, always in my time in jail. Make a soda piece up the track like you beat your mean to sell. You get caught, never tell. You will also make bail. Get back out again and get that cash all over. I only blow Doja, then look like Yoda. Smoking on dank, sipping on drink. Outside daily, you can smell the red paint. All the girls faint. As soon as you step on stage, they know we stay loaded in a box like a gate. Sipping on drink, smoking on gang.
gotta put it down. Affiliated thug, get it when I put it down. Smash it through in the candy wet. Them dudes clowning, while the glass pack sounding. I'm high as fuck in the whole state jockey, cause the dudes do space shining. They love the party with a thug on the grind, cause they know I'm known for smashing haters pushing the line. High all day, every day, stacking and grinding. Me and G-Rare from the old town, we clowning. Refugees from LA to the Bay, we shining. Refugees free, hitters on the way to resign. Steady climbing charts, steady dropping hits. Everything that we drop is a major hit. Sipping that, growing chronic, stacking major chips. By the time it's all over, I'll be making it.
Dropping on sipping on drink. Hot side and daily, you can smell the wet paint. All the girls faint, as soon as you step on stage, they know we stay low. Strictly Diggly or Dykes. I keep the crowd hype like me and wreck the videos. I like them girls thick, long hair, and them pretty toes. Don't hate the player, don't hate the game either. If I put my pistol on you, you'll be shaking like a seizure. It could be a Nina, could be some real big. We come up from the shoulders and you're gonna get slid. Then I gotta smoke a blunt to calm my nerves and stay at ease. Get the fit to the end, absolutely, it's a Remy. Then I me a free so I can beat that thing up. I know she likes a rough when I smash in them guts. It must be the weed, it must be the liquor. It gotta be that ass that gets my dick bigger quicker. You sexy little freak, let me ask you, are you ready? But you gotta be a call like two sharp bros out ready. Smoking on dank, sipping on drink. Hot side and daily, you can smell the wet paint. All the girls faint, as soon as you step on stage, they know we stay loaded in bust like a gang. Sipping on drink, smoking on dank. Hot side and daily, you can smell the wet paint. All the girls faint, as soon as you step on stage, they know we stay loaded in shit like a gang.
All right, we're back, Spank Wagon Radio, with our guest, Mangy Red.
Yay, yay. Yarrame. I'm in it. I'm in the speaker now.
There you go.
I have to get in there.
Yes, you do.
You know, like when you penetrate, when you're about to hit something, you got to get in there. Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Nah, I'm married. I don't know what that is. I love it. I love it.
Both the women on the other side are just holding their head going, oh, okay.
Damn. We've heard it all before.
I'm in there like swimwear.
You roll it in, roll it the eyes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this shit. Okay, yeah, they could just come. Fuck.
Will he hurry up? Damn, will he hurry? Are you done yet?
My soaps are on.
I got some nachos.
Hold on.
I was about to say, gotta give me some food. Are you done?
Will you get the ashtray off my back? Man, damn it, man.
That's just wrong.
All right. How many albums do you have out now?
Right now, I just have mine. I'm just putting it together, working on new songs and stuff. It's not released yet, but okay. I'm about to press it up.
So this is the first album coming out then?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Sir. It's the first album coming out.
Wait, all these, okay. Now,
I have like an old album I was on with me and my friend, mm-hmm. and it's like, it's pressed up. I still have a lot of those copies too.
Cool. I guess we got to explain to my friend here what pressed up means.
I think I know what that means. Thank you.
You know what pressed up. All right.
Wide outside, smart inside.
A little black inside too now, huh?
Yeah, now.
At least that's what that, what's the guy that won the Nobel Prize?
Oh, the guy with eugenics.
Yeah, the one that said that black people.
And the black people were stupid.
Yeah, black people were stupid.
You know,
I don't think it was stupid. Wasn't it stupider?
Yeah, they said it's stupider than white
stupider.
People.
Stupider.
Is it kind of the same thing, saying stupid and stupider?
No, because, like, you can still be smart, but like, be dumber than somebody
like,
else.
Totally.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's so many stupid people with different colors and shapes and sizes. If you're dumb, you're dumb. You could be invisible stupid. Huh?
They can't see me, but I banged my fucking head.
And I got some true stupidity I'm going to talk about later. So true stupidity.
True stupidity.
Wow. True stupidity. Ruined my whole dream. Remember, I was chilling today, too.
Okay.
At work.
Okay, why don't we talk about it now?
Ruined my whole day. Okay, 4:15. get this shit. 4:15, I get off.
Jesus, look at episode of 24.
4:50, get a fucking call, right? Uh-huh. I'm not going to say the place, Sunrise Library.
Yeah, but they got some great looking librarians over there.
Yeah, they do get some good ones. These motherfuckers called up about a printer being broken. Now, get this shit. The printer broke itself. No, that's what they said. They don't know how the printer broke. It just broke. It broke itself, right? So I'm talking to them. I'm like, okay, so what's wrong with it? Oh, it's blinking a yellow light. I said, well, why is it blinking light? What's it saying? It's paused. I was like, what? The printer's paused. I was like, paused? I said, okay, well, I'll go down there. You know, I haul one of those heavy-ass printers down there, right? You know, threw it in the back of my car, went down there. I said, okay, well, I'll swap it out, you know, tell me what the printer is. They told me the printer, you know, I'll go swap it out, give a temporary whatever, right? Go down there. Three fucking dumb fuckers just standing around. Oh, you're here to fix the printer. Oh, I was like, no. I didn't come all the way the fuck down here just to say hi to you motherfuckers. Shit, you know I'm coming. And then I look, there was a piece broken off the printer tray. Someone didn't know how to load the fucking paper. Someone broke the printer tray. Broke the whole fucking. How you break a printer tray?
You want me to tell you? Because I know exactly how that motherfucker did it too.
Okay, and then I say, well, who? You know, I was straight up because I was mad. I was fighting traffic. I came over there. It was 5 o'clock already when I got there. So I was like, who broke it? Do 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 do. Everyone started looking off at other places, right? But then I was like, okay, whatever. You know, I started looking at
it. Just find who did the last print job.
Now get this shit. Then a lady came up and said, you know, I think I know where this piece was at.
That reminds me of the bitches I used to work with, dude. This is how they fix everything.
There is nothing wrong with
try it now. Wait, try it now.
Wow.
Kick it a couple times. Try it now.
There is nothing wrong with impact maintenance.
No.
That's what it's called. Just take a hammer.
Not when it breaks
shit.
Even worse than it was.
Better. It gets better.
All you had to do was unjam the paper from the printer or some shit.
It gets better than that, right? So I say, okay, I open up the top tray. They can run prints through the public. And the only reason I went down there is because the public is printing too. If it was staff, I'd say, fuck, he'd wait till Monday. But, you can print through the little tray slot, right? So I said, okay, you know, you guys just going to go through that. We're going to call the printer repairman because we have a company come down, fix it, whatever, right? So they're like, oh, and they start all complaining to bitches. Okay, I'll get the spare, right? it was two different printers, man. The printer they told me wasn't the printer they had. So I didn't have, like, the network card that goes into the back because it's a different printer. So it wouldn't fit. So then I told him, I said, you guys are shit out of luck or whatever, right? And then they started whining some more. So I propped the fucker on top of the desk, opened up the little flap tray, say, you guys going to be dealing with this shit till Monday. Peace. Bone the fuck out.
You still got the printer in your trunk.
And I left it there in the server room, but I didn't want to say that. But but the worst thing of it all, they had a temp coming from Moapa Valley. Now, I don't know what the fuck people do in Moapa Valley, but this bitch was annoying. I mean, like, she don't talk to people, I guess. And she don't know when, you know, or she's like got that out of town personality. Like, everything is like a kind of a joke.
Right.
You know, she was like, I gotta go because I'm already past my time and you guys got to, you know, well, you can't leave until it's done.
You just want to slap her.
Yeah. And then she was like, did you get the printer fixed yet? Oh, God, you're working so good at it. You know, I was
and you're
like,
isn't it lunchtime for you or something?
Oh, I want to drop that.
Push her down the stairs.
you're just like, bitch, go check out a book.
I want it to so bad. Oh,
beat your feet,
so bad.
Bitch.
All right. So
I just saw that guy put a book in his bag. Go get him.
They do chase after them, believe me.
Well, yeah, you have to. So.
Sir!
I would have paid someone to put a book in their bag.
We do have a guest, so why don't we get back to our guest?
See, that's why Sal's going to tell the story later.
No, I understand. I got to listen to you. Bore the shit out of us, not our guests. Kidding. So I got to ask, what's the day job?
Staying alive, ducking the police, don't ride with nobody that's riding dirty. Nah. I do a little construction on the side.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how close are you to making this year to making the music your full-time job? How close?
Actually, it is a full-time job. I just been on vacation. Yeah, serious.
Yeah, I got to ask these things because we've been doing this for 7 years, and I'm still not making a dime on it. So yeah.
You will, though. I'm glad to be here with you guys, cool. Man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.
There we go.
Rest in peace, Mac Dre. All
right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and go to a normal break, and we'll be back in just a bit. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank. Oh.
I was going to give it to her, if she can remember.
She didn't.
Spank Wagon.
Spank she sounds so shy when she says it.
Spank Wagon what?
.net.
Oh,
come on, no.
Radio.
Say it all together again.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Yes.
What all right, up?
We'll be back.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulder off, nigga. I got you. Yeah. Feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. Dirt off your shoulder, I'll probably owe it to y'all. Probably be locked by the force, trying to hustle some things that go with the Porsche. Feeling no remorse, feeling like my hand was forced. Middle finger to the law, nigga, gripping my balls. Said the ladies, they love me, from the bleachers, they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing, they like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating, off the trap that I'm making. But all the hustlers, they love it, just to see one of us make it. Came from the bottom, to the top of the pops. Nigga, London, Japan, and I'm straight off the block, like a running back. Get it, man, I'm straight off the block. I could run it back, nigga, cause I'm straight with the rock. Come on, if you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Woo! Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Woo! Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you gotta get that. 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 Dirt off your shoulder. Your homie hove in position in the kitchen with soda. I just whipped up a watch, trying to get me a Rover. Trying to stretch out the coca like a wrestler, yes sir. Keep the heck of the close, you know the smokers attention. But like 52 cards went out, I'm through dealing now. 52 bars come out, now you feel them now. 52 cards roll out, remove ceiling in case 52 bras come out. Now you chilling with a boss, bitch of cards, FC on the sleeve. At the 40-40 club, ESPN on the screen. I play the grip for the jeans, plus the slippers is clean. No chrome on the wheels, I'm a grown-up for real. Cheap. Feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you gotta kick. That dirt off your shoulder, you gotta kick. That dirt off your shoulder, you gotta kick. Dirt off your shoulder, you gotta kick. Dirt off your shoulder, your boy back in the building. Brooklyn, we back on the map. Me and my beautiful bitch in the back of that back. I'm the realest to run it, I just happen to rap. I ain't gotta clap at them niggas scared of that black. I dropped that black album, then I back out it as the best rapper alive. Nigga, acts about me from bricks to billboards, from grams to Grammys, the O's the opposite. Off and Annie, you got a pardon, Jay. We're selling out the garden in the day. I'm like a young Marvin in his hay. I'm a hustler, homie. You a customer crony. Got some dirt on my shoulder. Could you brush it off for me? If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told you, kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you gotta kick. That dirt off your shoulder, you gotta kick. That dirt off your shoulder, you gotta kick. That. Dirt off your shoulder, you gotta get dirt off your shoulders. Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Best rapper alive.
This is a story of famous dogs. For the The dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Funky dogs, nasty dogs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Big thank you to our guest in the studio.
That's Mangy Red.
And you can find him online. You can go to myspace.com/mangyred. That's MAINGRED.
Man, you had to do a lot of spelling today, though.
Totally. But no, Mangy Red. So,
you spell announce right, though, right?
Remind I got to remember to make sure to get that in my MySpace bookmark so anybody can link up to our MySpace, which, of course, is myspace.com/spankwagon. Let me write that down. Someone stall for me and say something funny.
How many text messages have you sent this show? You know, it must be, I said text messages.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I said text messages door to day, right?
See, you know
but
what?
But when I come to work. This is work.
You know,
this
but
is a job.
You could have saved paper a minute ago and, like, text me that shit.
Well, you could have re-shit. And then
okay,
every,
you
and everything
wrote
I want to ask
that was not chicken scratch.
No. Look what she wrote. This is what she wrote. Did he just say that? How did you know?
I didn't read that crap. He was pointing and circling fucking other shit.
Because you wasn't getting the idea.
Right. I wasn't going to read, a book.
Children! Well, at least you.
Thanks.
Aw. So I'm laughing because I don't know what it is, but it seems like the chat room is broken out. And as it was typed in here, I was laughing out the baby mama drama.
Right.
And now they're like, who's oh shit? All right. So what? I gotta admit, I love the chat room. So you can go talk about whatever you want. It's all cool. But if you ever want to join the Spankwagon chat room, and I'll tell you what, it's not just on during the show.
You're okay. Calm. Keep talking.
You? Okay. It's not just on. He's not. It's not just
that
on
boy.
During the show. It's actually 24/7. You can just park and spank wagon chat room.
Park and spank it.
Park and spank it. Nice. You can park in the chat room. That's spankwagon.net. Click on the chat link and just hang out there because.
And bring your baby mama drama.
Bring your baby mama drama because I will for sure be laughing at it.
We'll probably talk about it.
So
it's still
hanging out right now?
Cool. Yeah, we still got a few people hanging out in the chat room. Of course, we also have the toll-free number, the $20,000 phone line, and that's 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
Read your last text you just sent.
No.
Yeah, read it.
She's like, I've got a yeast infection.
Oh, hell no.
My crotch smells like onions.
Ew. Yuck. Lie. Oat shit is oat shit is what the reply in the chat room. So yes, it's
lied
good stuff.
Up a little chocolate.
All right,
chocolate streets.
wanted to, actually, I got some news here because we had some changes to the show, or actually changes to syndicates. One of our syndicates has changed their name. We used to have Webmix, hits of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s
and today.
Thank you, Murph. Actually, I got an email earlier this week from the guy who runs WebMix. He's changing the name and kind of changing up the playlist a bit. He's now going to go by Steel City Radio, latest and the greatest.
Steel City Radio.
Steel, as in S-T-E.
We built this city. We built this city of rock and roll.
Wow.
Come with a fist pump. Steel City Radio. So once I get a link and actually a URL to kind of share. What the fuck are you laughing at now? But the whole fist pump thing? No, look. If I had Journey on here, like you load up Journey. And if you
when the lights go down.
That's all they say, you know.
Wait, I forgot. No. Wrong. What the fuck?
Or what? What are you? Which song?
No. Actually, I just realized you're a kid, so we need to catch you up with Spankwagon Radio and kind of the old mentality here.
I can be old.
Okay.
You
probably date old, but still. the thing I wanted to share though is you need to know a little bit of, well, we're geeks, so you need to know a little bit of computer.
That's
history.
That's why I wore my Harry Potter jacket today.
Good point.
Wow. See, I'm getting into character.
This is.
I'm gonna wear a pocket protector next week.
That's fucked up.
I'm gonna try to pull a Murphy and go out and buy like a second cell phone or a beeper or something, so I could have like my little freaking. I'm gonna wear a belt with the little safety strap. Have three phones hanging off.
Damn.
Wow!
I was thinking it, you know, get into character.
Right. Well, hey, why not, you know? But I wanted to share this.
We can connect.
You really want to connect with Murphy?
A lot of other bitches.
No, probably not.
I'm sure the rash would go away.
Oh, ew.
This is something.
What a yes.
I think he was talking about Murphy. Thank you, though.
No, this is the one he'd share if he got a hold of your ass. Oh. So basically, this is an old advertisement out of an old computer magazine, and actually, I'll
is
show
that 400 goddamn
$4,000
$4,000
$4,000
okay
$4,000. This is how far we've come. Then this had to have been around 1980 or 81 because it's talking about the operating system called CP/M, which was an operating system.
That operated.
How do I word this? Actually, Microsoft stole a lot of stuff for BASIC
Microsoft's still in?
Yeah. Oh. This is before Windows. But I wanted to share that with you just real quick. That's where we're coming from when it comes to geekdom. Look at the price tag for 10 megabits.
Did they mean to put that 8?
No. I mean, everything is right where it should be,
like
I should say.
A little.
No, that's a comma.
Jeez Louise.
Okay, how much is that for 10 megabits?
$3,398.
Can you imagine that?
Damn. You get more of your little...
I'd be like, finding me a sugar daddy quick.
You know? Yeah, but if you're a computer nerd needing that, what kind of sugar daddy you need? One with a pocket protector.
Yeah.
So I found that...
So maybe I do need to...
Maybe. But I wanted to share that with you. That's a little bit of history there. There you go.
And how was that supposed to...
So whenever you hear us
What does that have to do with Journey?
Oh, nothing.
Okay.
That's just something I digress on.
One thing led to another.
We have, go explain it to her.
We don't necessarily follow anything that makes sense. All right? If we jump around, it's pretty much a good day. If we stay on something more than 10 minutes, it's a fucking awesome day. Yeah. I think that about covers it.
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we go ahead and switch gears yet again? Actually, back to what I was going to cover. We do have a new promo that... Well, this time, Steel City Radio has produced for us.
We built this city.
That's going to get old.
hey, but it's pretty
but,
tight.
But though. Steel City actually produced a promo for us, and this is actually playing not on LV Rocks or not just on theirs, but this is playing for KC Host.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share with you guys a promo for one of our syndicates, KC Host, that Steel City, this is going to be hard to say, Steel City Radio or SCR, because I'm lazy.
SCR.
Sounds like a rifle. I shot the SCR down the line, and it was a clear shot. You know?
Oh, wow.
All right, so anyhow, we're going to play the promo. Wow. She is only here 2 weeks.
Did you just kill dueling banjos? Was that what that was supposed to be?
You can't kill them enough. All right.
Oh, no.
Let's play the promo.
Spankwagon.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Big Daddy DK.
Big yeah, you're a big distracted, decaf.
The longest running radio show on the internet.
Trencher, if you don't get that camera on right now, I'm going to come across this table and throttle you through the brain.
Spankwagon.
I just saw like a white ass and it looked really nice.
Dude, that was Trencher.
The funniest radio show on the internet.
She is hot.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to get her in here and ask her creepy questions.
Well, of course I can't wait to ask her creepy
questions. You ask everybody creepy questions.
Yeah, I know, but
the greatest net radio show ever.
I just have a tendency, like, just, holy cow. So, wow, welcome to Spankwagon Radio, boys and girls.
Spankwagon. Visit www.kchost.net for dates and airtimes. Spankwagon on the KC Host Radio Network. KC Host. When we're talking... We're still rocking. Listener discretion is advised.
So that's the
that's
new promo.
That's fucking tight.
Yeah, that was the that
was all the one show.
Yeah, that was all the one show where we had Lexi Sexton on, the porn chick. Yeah, it was. So we were so distracted because we had the webcam going, the video going, and she was getting her pictures taken. It was actually a full photo shoot out in the green room.
Oh, wow.
That was good and stuff. She was naked. It was great.
Good stuff.
I love internet radio. So time to switch gears now. We need to figure out a name, and I don't know what it is, but he texted me, what, 2 days before I answered? 1 day before I answered?
Yeah. I text Jess. Oh, that's just like 3 seconds. And not just one word. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's not like when you text me, it's just like, yes, no, maybe so.
Okay, sometimes. That's my dad. You'll text okay. him, I'm coming home, okay. Bring me dinner, okay. The world is coming to an end. Okay.
But yeah, but what I get, it's like, it was like 3 seconds. It's like fucking three paragraphs of shit. It's all space. You got the commas in there.
I know, it's all
parentheses.
Like.
Parentheses.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like I wrote an essay, you know?
You did. I was like, amazing.
What now? What?
Wait, wait. You
I
can only send
though,
160
so.
Characters.
I know, but she stretched out at
like,
least 190.
If I hit 160 and I go over, I'll like go back and like change the U to just the letter
the
U.
The letter U.
And yeah, and like abbreviate
so
shit.
So you have to go
like,
and correct
you,
the text
what kind
message.
Of, wait, what kind of phone do you have?
It's a chocolate.
Oh, so you guys both got chocolates.
Yes.
See, and I've got the nerd phone.
He's the dumbass who bought the like $200 and something.
I paid $200 for this shit.
How much you pay for it?
$50.
What?
Because I traded him my other phone and
well, I didn't trade his crap.
See, and the killer part is when he bitches about me text messaging is I've got this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Which means I've got a full fucking keyboard.
Right.
But I only say yeah.
And it'll be a whole day. I'll text him something. It's like I don't remember what I fucking text him. We just talking about that shit. I'll be like, yeah, I have a guest on tomorrow. We, you know, da 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 da. Then the next day be like, okay.
You do like, the same thing, though. Like, I text you, and it's like 2 hours before I get
hey,
a
wait.
Reply.
We're getting a request to play my ringtone for them.
Oh, snap. Can, if I play...
It should work. I mean...
Oh, know. I don't have that one.
Aw.
I don't have... Oh, wait. Is she talking about the one
know.
That... Oh, I don't know what she's talking
about.
All I
get about. Is play my ringtone for them.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Let me play the one that when she calls it, if it'll work, because it's not a loud phone. Oh, I have to turn it off. Vibrate.
Yeah, most of the time my phones are vibrate. That's why if I don't hear it, I mean,
you don't feel it. I know where you keep your phone, just for that reason alone. So don't play like.
Most
so
of the
that's
time,
why he likes your long text.
Most of the time, I get feeling.
Interesting.
But I do text you back really quickly.
Yeah, I'll tell you what my problem with the phone is. My problem with texting and stuff like that. I'm the same way with returning calls. I leave the phone on my desk. I go into another room and I leave it on vibrate or I leave it on silent. I don't ever really turn the ringer on. It's very rare that I leave the ringer on.
Yeah.
So I don't check my phone. I don't feel I need to check my phone religiously. My work phone, different story. That thing, man, it's like an alarm.
You want me to try, see if this will work?
Yeah, let's go. Your mama's calling back. Other way.
For no real reason but just a chat.
Here, let me start that over.
That is lame.
Your mama's calling back. For no real reason but just a chat. She'll waste your minutes talking about the cat. Or about how dad has gotten fat. Why I picked up? Don't pick up the phone. It's just your mama. Don't pick up the phone.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And that's about as good as my rap skills go.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Wonder if I have any of my ringtones on here.
Oh, I've got a whole slew of ringtones.
Slew.
I get them for
spell
free.
Spell slew. Spell it. Spell.
S-L-E-W. I don't know. Is that right? It sounds right. You spell it. Pocket protector, have an ass.
We're also I'm also seeing the chat room that
SLEW
Jay Izzle says they have a pocket protector. They should come on the show.
Who?
Whoever Jay Izzle is in the chat room.
Oh, she wants to come on the show?
Well, she has a pocket protector she wants to show off, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure. I you know.
Who's Jay Izzle? Are you going to call her out?
That, I've known her since elementary school.
Okay.
So is she cute? Is she young?
Oh, she's very cute.
All right, well, she could come and show us our pocket protector.
I don't think she'd be into you, though. But, so,
okay. Oh, really?
You're not female.
Oh.
That's all good. It don't matter to me. I ain't going to fuck her. I just want to see some tennis.
You know, there's got to be, you got to admit, I mean, that's all he's going for.
Hey. I don't got those set destinations.
She's cool.
I don't want to be a man.
She's
I don't
down.
Be a
she
boyfriend.
Could kick it.
I want to be a daddy. I just want to see some titties.
Oh, wow.
What?
I think that's funny. You don't even know what to think there. You're like, shit, okay.
Who?
You. Oh, wow. You just said, oh, wow. That's all you could say to it.
Anyway,
I've lost.
What were
people?
We talking about before the text message?
Well,
thing?
We were going to get talking about your name. About
my
your name.
Name,
but he tells me you're like a huge fan of Batman.
I love it.
Like we're talking movies, like,
oh, she get all wet and shit.
Shut up!
I think you're terrific, girl. I can feel the puddles under the.
You're so dumb.
Are we talking about like the cartoons, the movies, the comics?
Okay, like I've never been too into the comics just because I'm lame and I'm not a comic person, but okay. I've seen all the movies.
Okay.
I used to watch the cartoon when I was a kid. I've got like all the freaking Batman, everything. And it's really cool because my friend works at like a sign shop, so he made me like a one-of-a-kind freaking Batman. Oh, I'm
now
lame.
You talk about me.
I know. No, you know what though? I don't have like a freaking life-size Batman or
your
anything.
Your friend works where?
Who?
You said a friend did a Batman what now?
A sign.
Oh, okay.
He works at a sign shop.
Oh, okay.
So he made me like...
Like a banner.
It's actually cooler than a banner because it's like a hard...
Oh, it was hard.
Okay.
Like the signs that they...
It was after
know.
He made it for.
Yeah, it
they
was.
They make like the decals and stuff for windows and...
Okay,
you know,
cool.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, Batman. Big fan. Got the soap, you know, the shampoo.
The soap and the
shampoo. I had a Batman toothbrush.
I don't got a Stormtrooper.
I don't use it,
shampoo
but
shit,
it's
you know?
Chilling on my desk. I don't use it. I'm a gardener.
I don't wipe my ass with a Stormtrooper. You know what I'm saying? You wipe your ass with the Black Knight. And
wait,
I wonder
wait,
why
wait,
you
wait.
Like the Black Knight so much.
It's like the chocolate night now. Dookie night. All right. So wait. Now, you're a huge fan of Batman. He's like, oh, maybe we can give her a nickname or a handle that's something related to Batman. You want to know what he said?
No.
You really do.
Okay.
He wanted to call you Pennyworth.
Yeah, and I told him no.
The fucking butler? What the fuck are you thinking?
Because he's worth a penny.
Oh, wow. Thanks!
Wow.
Can I throw something at him? Is that legal here?
Yeah, totally. As a matter of fact, we have a rule that if you really need to punch someone, just walk over and punch him.
Oh, sweet.
So that's kind of an
well,
kind
I already
kind of
kicked him in the ass and smacked him in the face a bit.
You jumped the shit over there by the
yeah,
door. You're like, argh!
Like,
you guys making that sound a whole lot better than it was.
What?
You jumped my shit, kicked me in the ass.
Did you like
me.
It? Did you like it?
Oh, I like it.
He came back for more, so you know he did.
You know he did. So I don't know. We still need to figure out a nickname, but the
I
Harry Potter thing, you know, is interesting. So we got kind of the geek vibe. Unfortunately,
thanks.
We may just end up calling you your first name if we can't come up with anything or if any of our listeners can't come up with anything.
Wow, that's an ugly first name.
What?
I'm fucking with you. I like Jessica. It's a cute name.
Aw, and it's spelled different, too.
I don't know. How did your XXXXXXXX boyfriend spell it?
He probably spelled it right. I know he spelled the last name wrong, but, you know. I give him credit for at least knowing my name.
Jessica.
With a K.
Call.
Say it real fast, Jessica with a K.
So you have to do it like me, James L. What? Who? What the fuck?
Okay.
I know. I thought was your last name. I thought it was James L. I was like, oh, there must be two James in this class. No. James L. I'm like, oh, why does he call him that?
And I get all pissed off. I'm still pissed off about it.
And then I thought, like, how do you spell it? Is it like hyphenated?
Man, everybody wants to throw like skank on the name. So it's like spicy skank and bat skank. You got a fan club here.
You know what?
Hey, wait, you said your friend is a, she's basically into chicks.
Well, it depends on the day of the week, I guess.
Well, I was going to say, we have an official theme for her.
What's that? nice.
I want to take you to a gay bar, gay bar, gay bar. Let's start a war.
All right. So the timing is impeccable. Obviously, you're running errands, so your GPS, you better shut that shit off. All right. So we're working on names. We're still working on names. I think you're on four. Try four.
I'm on four.
No, you're on three.
Am I?
I don't know where the fuck he is. They're dead. Oh, wait. That might help.
Says two.
Try now.
The outlet.
Okay, you're on four.
I can hear me. I sound good.
Yeah, that's spectacular.
Of course it is.
All right, so names. So far we have Batman fan, and you wanted to call her Pennyworth, and you're wearing a Harry Potter jacket, and this is
we
actually
can get rid of Pennyworth.
Yeah, Pennyworth is gone.
Rid of,
all right. So yeah. what do you like best about Batman? Why do you like Batman?
Because he kicks ass, dude.
He's
he didn't get bit by no spider. He didn't.
Okay, all right.
No, everyone disses him because he's just a regular guy, but I think that's his freaking like up point. You know, he's just a regular guy, rich. And, you know.
So we can just call you regular girl.
That's stupid.
I'm just that
I mean,
Pennyworth.
You could, but.
I would call her regular skank. Like the, like
well, yeah, everybody's
you know
always,
what?
The everyone has a skank through
like
a day.
Skank. They just,
you know,
and,
I can't get any love.
I hate
it's
skank.
My own mom.
Skank's dead.
Skank. Yeah. All I can
the
think
crow.
Of right, the crow the or crow. The wraith. Skank and Gutter Boy.
Oh, yeah. Very true.
Skank and Gutter Boy.
She'll be over there in the corner like sniffing WD-40 up her nose and shit. Oh. Oh, damn. That shit burns.
Negative.
Oh, or Slinky. Now I'm getting Slinky in the chat.
Slinky. Channel? Why Slinky?
The hell is because that?
Because when she pulls her bra off.
You're what? My mom said that. Slinky.
Yeah. Slinky. Tell her. And I'm getting in the chat room. Tell her to sing the Slinky song.
Did she walk up the stairs with her titties as a kid?
Wow.
Dirt.
Or did you step on them?
They had me. I was young, like really young. And I used to play, you know, the Slinkies and throw them down the stairs or whatever. And my parents told me that if I didn't sing the Slinky song, the Slinky police would come and take away my Slinky.
Slinky?
What?
And
wow.
I didn't want to sing the song. So
the
I,
Slinky police?
Yeah. Something like that. I think that's the story. I can't remember, but that's the story
the
they
Slinky
tell.
Police.
So basically your parents kind of tortured you for their
you
own
know,
entertainment to get you to
sing. Of course.
Sing.
My mom's calling me a skank on the chat, you know? I mean...
That, wow. That's but family love.
Well, with friends and family like that, who needs enemas?
Right.
Slinky. Oh, that's too nice.
See, do you know the song? That sing it.
No, I don't. That's all I
well,
know.
Well, like, I don't remember the words either, but I didn't want to sing it, and I guess I cried. Like, does he have it? Oh,
we have everything.
Who walks the stair without a care and makes the happiest sound? Bounce up and down just like a clown. Everyone knows it's Slinky. The best of
oh my god.
Turn it off. Over town.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Everyone knows it's Slinky. It's Slinky. It's Slinky. For fun is the best of the joy.
You're dancing to
it's
it.
It's Slinky. It's Slinky. The, of girls
the black man finds rhythm in anything.
All I'm picturing right now is Don Noel Solson from Amazon Went on the Moon.
Oh,
what?
My. Yeah,
I have nightmares now, thanks.
Captain of Obscure References.
Yes.
If you think you should have seen it, he probably did.
Or at least read up on it.
Or
on
read
IMDb.
Up on the internet, yes. What he doesn't know, the internet will teach him. All right, so why don't we go ahead and...
talk about my racial profiling I had today.
What?
Jack in the Box is fucking racist.
Jack in the Box?
Yes.
Why is Jack in the Box racist?
I go in, I order the chicken fingers. You know, the chicken tender combo?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guy behind the counter looks at me and goes, here's some ranch dressing. I go, I don't want ranch dressing. I want red hot. Just because I'm white, people think I want ranch dressing. Now, right after me was a black man.
Uh-huh.
He ordered the same thing. They tried to give him red hot. He wanted honey mustard. Fucking racism.
Oh my god. So you're telling me that Jack in the Box will profile your chicken?
They will. They profile the customers.
Why the fuck are you buying chicken at Jack in the Box is the first question.
Wait. Jack in the Box wants to be like something for everyone. They sell tacos and chicken.
They used to sell teriyaki chicken bowls.
Yeah, no, they do want to sell everything. Hey, you got to go to Popeye's, though. But Popeyes, they don't discriminate.
Popeyes is a lot better here, you know, because it's a lot less greasy than I found down the South.
And they don't discriminate because they get nobody the hot sauce because they're cheap as fuck. They don't want to get nobody those.
They're like, can I get a hot sauce? They're like, no, that's I'm saving that for my family.
Doesn't McDonald's charge now for like ranch dressings like 50 cents?
What?
Yeah. And if you get something that's not allocated with their little thing right there, like if you buy like the regular McNuggets, I think like 6-piece, you get like one sauce packet.
Everything else is like 50 cents.
Then don't ask for like, another packet. Yeah. Everyone start dropping
food. You go
in,
you order
shit.
Fries. Heaven forbid you want some barbecue sauce or ranch with your french fries because it's like a dollar.
Like, can I have some ranch? She said the ranch word.
Okay, my question is,
I don't think they're scared of that because they want ranch. I think it's scared because they probably don't speak English. And don't
I had that shit today.
Wait. How desperate is McDonald's? McFucking Donald's. Okay, they're going to
have you seen their quarterly profit earnings for the past few years?
Why?
McDonald's
why?
Is
no,
like,
I have not.
They're like at bankruptcy. Like at
what?
Wendy's right now is poised for a hostile takeover by fucking Arby's.
How is McDonald's looking at bankruptcy when they're
overexpansion depleted their funds greatly. Krispy Kreme didn't catch their shit in time. And of course, a lot of people are like, damn, Krispy Kreme is like,
but you know what? You said that Krispy Kreme actually has closed several stores up.
They've had to
everywhere in the United States.
How do you guys know this?
Because they are losers.
Like,
losers,
you know it because you eat there.
Fuck you do.
Do you, like, research this shit, or do you just eat there that much?
Research.
Your ass is kind of shit. My wife, she'll tell you right now.
His ass eats there. My ass reads about it.
No, I will not eat Krispy Kreme.
He's like, I love donut trash.
Fuck no.
He looks like Cookie Monster. The eyes even go fucking jiggly.
C is for cookie.
Like, D is for donut, and it's good enough.
Now, if it were Winchell's, you might have an argument, but not Krispy.
Oh, but wait.
The dry glazed donuts.
Dry glaze.
the glazed donuts.
Dude, that's
so you
the
can
shit
flake
you do
it
to your woman.
But it's a good shit. I must admit, it's a good shit. It's hard as fuck.
Wait. Have you ever had a boyfriend flick glaze off you? Just asking. Okay. Digression.
She's like, not off my face.
She didn't mean that. She's like, no, I usually just brushes off my chin.
Every time I try it for your face, I get your tits. God. I don't know what happens.
Well, they're kind of in the way.
Have you been titty fucked before?
What?
Yeah.
We're not gonna.
Her mom is listening.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
My mom knows.
What?
Whoa.
My mom knows basically what I do. I have nothing to hide.
Interesting. And
so, what are you gonna do? Like, start asking her mom now?
Yeah.
Right. Hey. No, ask her shit now.
Oh, she's supposed to invite us over for dinner.
Yeah, she's.
That's when we find out all the dirt.
She. Oh God.
God, all you pictures of Enrique's mom.
He's like, every time my daughter came home for school, her knees were ashy, and I don't know
why.
Oh,
my God.
And she wasn't riding a bike. We don't know why she
okay,
always
okay, so we need a name for me.
Wow.
Back to the name thing. Maybe it's not a good time to change the subject. Back to the name thing or something else.
Well, apparently Skank is the...
So are you trying to get a new co-host or a fucking punching bag here, dude?
Thank
damn.
You.
Oh,
see,
I don't know. You should read
team.
The letter Murphy wrote us to explain why he's gone this week.
Where the fuck is he, by the way? Because like,
he's on strike.
He's on strike.
Yeah, he's part of the writer's strike.
Part of a
nope, that's not
strike.
It. You have that email, don't you?
I don't. Someone, I give it back.
Did you? Oh, I don't
yeah,
know.
I didn't want that crap.
So, in other words, he's like had a bunch of extra porn he had to edit.
Apparently.
I'll try. It's 11 gigs. I'm trying to get it to 7.
Marathon at the
pocket protector marathon. You should go with a pocket protector next time.
Huh?
Well, apparently your lesbian by day friend
need to
has
come on the
a
show.
Pocket protector. So.
Your lesbian by day friend?
You want me to? Yeah. Ask
do you
her
know
she'll
someone
come on.
Infiltrating
you ask
the
her.
Community?
You book her.
Will you come on?
Okay, now she'll have to get a hold of you some other way. All right.
You brought back the news?
All right, Spankwagon Radio bringing up the news topics. And, of course, our general roundtable as Claude realizes he has to go back to work. That's great. He shows up. He's like, hi, guys. I'm here. Okay, got to go.
Dude, my phone just picked up. I got a call from work, and I don't know what they wanted.
Oh, shit.
We'll see if they call back. All
right. So last week I was going to bring this up, but the 20 things you did not know about living in space, little bits and pieces of knowledge that astronauts have brought back to us. Some of these are pretty good. Some of these are pretty scary. For example, nearly every astronaut experiences some sickness caused by the wildly confusing information reaching their inner ear. You know, in addition to nausea, symptoms include headaches and trouble locating your own limbs.
Don't they train you for all that?
When you're actually in space and you actually are weightless for a long amount of time, you do get confused.
Do they get paid good money?
Yeah,
they do.
Okay. At least it's worth it in the long run.
Yeah, I hope so.
Like, they only have to be up there for a little while.
Yeah, that's true.
Send them up there for a month
actually,
and they get paid.
Actually, no. Six months, and there was a Russian who was left up there for over a year.
Yep.
Of course, now the difference was he went up a Russian, you know, and he came back and fucking Russia was gone.
Yeah, that's true. Those are the least of their worries, though. In weightlessness, fluids shift upwards, causing nasal congestion and a puffy face. Bones will lose calcium, forming kidney stones.
So you'd be busting nuts out your nose?
Apparently.
Shit, I just came.
Blow your nose for orgasm. Muscles will atrophy and the bowels. In other words, you'll get constipated in space. But at least
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, your digestive tract does work off gravity feed.
Yeah. There you go. You'll be puffy, constipated, and tall because when you're in zero G, you actually will grow about 2 inches in height.
Damn. Oh, let's send me and Steph.
So you guys would be 5'3".
Okay, but you gotta keep those. But you gotta keep the boobs down. Those will be in your face all day.
You're like,
I got
suffocator.
Hold on, I'm pulling my boobs away.
Now, what a lot of people do not know, as a matter of fact, was during the early days of the space race, after Russia entered into it, beyond Sputnik, actually, we had things such as the Skylab and things like that. The UK partnered with Russia, Communist Russia, for a lot of space missions, and the UK and Russia have actually conducted tests of copulation in space in order to see about a zero-G population.
Well, what, you know, no, you say that,
UK
and actually...
Admit to it?
Huh?
Would the UK admit
no.
to it?
No.
right here it says no humans have yet been conceived in space, so we can only imagine what's going on.
They've not been conceived because the woman, I believe, was on birth control, but it was a...
Can you imagine that? You're like, ha, fuck the Mile High Club, man. I'm fucking you at Mach 18.
You know how hard that would be to have sex in space? Think about it. Every time you thrust in, she's going to bounce and float away.
How? Get her up against the ceiling or something.
No, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine?
There's a way where there's a will, there's
he's
a
like,
way.
I don't want to come in. You try to, like, you know, give her a facial, just sort of floats in front of her.
Then you fuck up and you give yourself a facial.
He's like, what the fuck is
why is this bleach in here? So, yeah, lab rats were sent in space during
mid
pregnancy.
I think this food tube went bad.
If you're ever exposed... Oh, wait, here we go. It's something about the toilets in here I found.
NASA gives a demonstration. Well, they don't actually piss in it, but they show you if you go to the Johnson Space Center how they piss in space. They'll actually show you
the
whole
receptacle.
About
to ask that.
Well, what it is, you actually have to practice considerably because... because
I know people can't aim at the toilet. 40 years old and shit.
Yep.
Still can't fucking make it in. So shit.
Yep. They actually say that... When you're in zero G, you actually have to practice sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
Because it's a vacuum toilet to make a perfect seal. You have to practice pissing in the thing. Again, perfect
it's
seal
a
with
separate,
a vacuum
it's
hose.
It's a separate item with like a vacuum hose, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know about for the women. No, I think the women just go ahead and they go like normal, but yeah. There's a way, you know, women can't actually piss standing up.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had diagrams and instructions on the show one time on how to do that.
Uh-huh. I remember that long time ago. Now, NASA also tried building a bathroom into the spacesuits.
I've always wanted to learn how to do that.
Piss standing up?
Yeah.
He has the information.
Hell yeah.
Actually, what you do is
hook
just...
that up next
oh, here
time.
We go.
Take
we're going
to
learn.
Spread them apart like that. You have to be familiar with your genitals, of course, to know where your pee hole is. A lot of women don't. That's one of the things in the guide. And what you do is press up against it. And you're going to act like rudders. If you press with your left finger, it's going to go towards the left and aim that way. It's actually more hygienic for women, actually.
Really?
That's
yeah,
crazy.
And you can use a urinal.
Oh, so you don't have to sit down and get
you don't have to
off
sit
the toilet seat.
That's
woman
like a dream come true. You don't know. You guys got it so...
We don't need the demonstration.
Like a guy has to stand, you know, like normal, but a woman will have to spread her legs a little bit more.
Does she have to stand like on top? Oh, well, said she could use
it. No, you'll piss a stream out. And the thing about it is because you spread your lips apart, you won't get any urine on yourself, so you don't need to wipe.
Damn. He's like a pro, too. Shit.
He's a genius at that there, Internet. Actually,
the Internet has lots of secrets.
Yes, it does.
Good Lord.
They actually were saying that they tried building like a bathroom into the spacesuit, basically. Like for men, a fitted condom attached to a bladder and a molded gynecological insert for women. But it was too difficult to put on, so they just said, "Here's a diaper."
Yeah.
So and they are wearing diapers in spacesuits. So when you're the astronauts are shitting themselves in space.
Yeah. Whenever you see a guy on a spacewalk or a woman on a spacewalk,
they're wearing a diaper.
They're wearing a diaper. They're
or if they're chasing
themselves.
Down an ex-lover that they
How
thought was a lover.
How do you get over that when you come true. Back? Like
actually,
wear a banana hammock.
That isn't, doesn't that do some like psychological damage?
No.
Well, you know,
you're
you know
kind of trained to go. Well, yeah,
but
I gotta
shit
myself.
You really can't argue with her on that. Seeing our crazy ass astronauts. Yes.
Oh, true.
You don't know what he's talking about. You don't know what a fucking astronaut.
I know what an astronaut is.
No, do you know any?
Do you know the chick that went nuts?
Yeah, the one that killed somebody, right?
No, chased down.
She was going.
She was on the news for a minute, but.
Yeah.
The chick who was on the news going to kill somebody.
But she never went up. She was. Wow. Wasn't she a teacher?
No.
Wow. Well, I know
you
who you're talking
really
about.
You really need to read the news.
I don't pay attention to shit like that. I'm sick of hearing it.
God, it's like I'm with the Associated Press.
This happened today, and now more about J-Lo.
I thought you were going to say Jenkum.
So, during long duration, cosmonauts reported the hardest thing about coming back to Earth is gravity.
Yeah.
When they will be just doing their thing, and they'll let go of something thinking it'll just float in front of them, and it'll just drop.
Yeah, which I can understand because, well, I have astronomy right now, so I'm an astronomist. Yeah. But anyway.
So, like, you tell fortunes and shit?
Yeah, well,
that's astrology,
say,
dipshit.
Astronomy, whatever. What the fuck? You know.
Oh, you wait.
I'm in class.
Wait.
I show up.
Oh, he's the one that says, what the fuck?
Wait,
you defended him for nothing.
Wait. Did you just say you are taking astrology?
Astronomy.
Okay.
He calls himself an astronomist, not an astronomer.
You could tell us our future?
Yes.
What's our future, almighty decaf?
The future is that you are going to die.
That's pretty fucking generic. Glad I'm not paying for that.
Butt naked. On the toilet. Eating your own turd.
What? Whoa, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm trying to get high. Good call.
I don't got nothing else.
Okay. You were going somewhere with the fecalphilia. I was wondering where exactly
you
were going.
You guys are talking about sticking.
It's not Flying Jay. He will not go on for hours about shit.
You thought about sticking a tube in your ass and shit and shitting through it or something.
Wow.
It's like Play-Doh.
Painful. Ow.
What? Never mind. All right, moving on. Does anybody else have any other news articles? Please?
Yeah. Oh.
I'll even give Decaf his mystic decaf.
I heard Federline won his court case today or some shit.
Wait.
That was a minute ago, wasn't it?
I thought it was.
Yeah.
He won the custody rights of his children.
And 20 grand. He's
Yeah, 20 grand a month.
Plus, then that's just for the kids. There's more shit for him.
Wait,
too.
He's getting palimony?
Yeah.
Wow.
And all his legal costs covered.
Nice. And, you know, her.
Most of her drug tests have been missed and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah,
what a damn shame.
How convenient.
You know, the interesting thing is her new album was Blackout. Just got released a couple weeks ago.
How appropriate.
Yeah, really, huh? And they're saying that actually it is really good. Like all the critics are saying it's good. So I don't know. Maybe this is the comeback. As long as she doesn't do anything live. Britney Spears doesn't do anything live.
You know what, dude? She'll never make it.
Too late. She already did.
No.
Yeah,
the hick done been popular.
Sure, her ass is going to like be fucking poor, dude. You ever seen the movie Gia where it's like she's a supermodel and shit? Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, she's like folding shirts at the fucking Gap in Akron, Ohio. That's going to be her.
So I think Britney's going to go poor.
Then she'll just do something stupid like drive the wrong way on the freeway.
No,
and
it's a possibility.
Now, my question
throw
is,
out another
now my question
and
is,
wait,
is it a fad or is this actuality or is this just a fad that all these girls all of a sudden they're all fucked up?
You know what? Not all of them. And I not all of them because I mean like. Look at Christina Aguilera. Where is she in the headlines? And she's still selling just as many albums
now,
as Britney Spears. Or Shakira.
Let's go ahead. Let's also kind of balance some stuff out, too. They also had decent families as well. They didn't come from fucking dysfunctional hell holes. Yeah, just the Louisiana thing alone. I've been through Louisiana.
Yeah, you've lived in Louisiana.
No, I didn't.
No,
I lived
to
in
it.
Mississippi, 30 miles from the fucking border.
But there's some artists with not so decent families, like Pink. She had kind of a broken home and...
Yeah, how's she doing today? Yeah, okay.
What's she doing?
Yeah, she's staying out of the freaking headlines. She's not killing anybody, driving the wrong way on the street, and she's still selling
albums.
You're
not supposed to.
But they're
doing
that.
I take care of my kids.
Why do you think they're doing it? To get freaking noticed.
That's what I'm saying.
It's their
if they even fucking do it. They probably just put articles out.
What level of notoriety is that really going to bring them? I mean, it's not going to bring them money. It's not going to bring them real fame. I mean, let's look at OJ. Is OJ making money off of stealing... by gunpoint his own memorabilia.
Another book or some shit.
And she has a damn good point there.
So why is Lindsay Lohan on the cover? All these magazines looking all fucked up and skanked out.
Because no one gives a fuck about Lindsay Lohan. No one gives a shit except for the people who are trying to sell fucking magazines. When people get fucking tired of hearing about the train wreck that is her life, they won't care no more. They really fucking won't.
And then that's when they do their all of a sudden recovery. Da-da-da-da, and they're back with their new album and shit.
And then they're fucked up again like a month later.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's all fucking, you know, it's all bullshit. I don't think these bitches are even.
A lot of these people, man, you know, they just get fucking the publicist shit.
Yeah, that's all they do. Just get popularity. Shit, I'll do it. He's like, okay, this week I'm a crackhead.
This week you're...
and next week you're what?
Publish it.
Right. But, you know, and again, what good is that fame and notoriety? Because it doesn't make money. I mean, you mentioned the book. I don't see Britney Spears writing a book.
Money off of that, is he?
No, actually, all that... his circumstances, OJ's circumstances with the book are that the money he makes off of the book actually goes to the victims' families.
Yes.
Because he still owes them money, like millions and millions of dollars from the civil suit. Now, the thing is, though, I don't see, you know, Britney Spears actually writing a book. I really don't.
I know. Well, they never write a book. They'll have someone ghostwrite it for them, and then they'll get
I don't even see that happening.
But she just came out with, two fragrances. They'll find some bullshit-ass way to make
trust
money.
Trust me.
True.
People will buy
they'll have
book.
An underwear line or some bullshit, you know.
Crotchless underwear line?
Yeah.
If people read Hillary Clinton's book, they're going to read Britney Spears' book. Trust me on that.
Dude, they read the fucking Star Report, okay? Back in the day when...
I remember the kid of Star.
300 pages saying, yes, Bill got a blowjob. Yes, he did lie about it, but that's his choice, you know?
That's what I'm saying. All you got to do is just put it out there. People.
You know what? Speaking, talking about like Clinton. Hold on. Let me bring this up.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Clintons and stupid people and more stupid people. Talk.
I can't talk by myself. She's not giving no eye contact.
Okay. Well, all right. So, yeah, I found this. Let me kill the music bed here and bring this up. Talking about stupid people and Clintons. Let me ask you this question first. And don't answer. Just think of the question. Think of the answer. Is it polite to call Bill Clinton Mr. President? Is it proper to call Bill Clinton Mr. President? Think about that real quick.
You mean like now?
Right now. Like today, if you met Bill Clinton, would you say Mr. President? You know, think about that answer.
You don't want me to answer it?
Not right now. Okay. I want to hear what your answer is, and be honest here. I want to hear your answer after I play this clip.
Oh, I'll be honest. Don't worry.
Okay, cool. Let me load up the clip.
From time to time around here, we like to read from the stacks of emails we get on a daily basis, and those we have selected for tonight all pertain, as so many of them do, to what we say and how we say it, beginning with this one following our live interview here last week with President Clinton. Carolyn from Pennsylvania writes, where does Brian Williams get off addressing Bill Clinton as Mr. President? No former president should ever be addressed this way. Our president is George W. Bush, and I wish you would all respect this fact, even though you make it quite obvious how much you hate it. I'll go back to the real news at Fox. Thank you.
Now, that was just a legitimate letter sent to him saying, you know, how dare you call Bill Clinton Mr. President? Because we all know George Bush is the president. So let me get your answer. Do you think it's proper to call Bill Clinton today if you saw him Mr. President?
No.
No. Decaf.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. He retains the title lifelong.
Exactly.
Carolyn, I hope we caught you in time. We got a lot of letters like this from different viewers saying all the same thing, and they were all sadly mistaken. The title Mr. President is for life. And it's the only way, polite way, to address the president, current or former. The criticism.
All right, so there you go.
Who the fuck doesn't know that?
Well, apparently some bitch who watches Fox News. Because, well, like, she's like, right, I'm going back to Fox where they get it right. No, they don't.
I don't know. Christ. I wouldn't. I mean, just
but that's the proper way to do it.
But
though.
That's not his current standing.
Yes, it
doesn't
is.
Matter. He retains the title for
it's,
life.
It's sort
now,
of.
Now, his wife. Will lose the title first lady,
right?
But he
and what does he get? Like,
what does he get? He gets Secret Service. For the rest of his life.
Yeah, he gets. He you know, if
trust
you're
me,
president
you're
at any time, you are always going to be Mr. President for the remainder of your life. You're always going to have a Secret Service detail. Now, granted, it's not going to be the complete entourage, But you're, and I think the first lady, even yes. after she's first lady, still gets to keep it. Vice president,
first lady,
but not the vice president's wife. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I can tell you one thing: they can afford it.
Yeah, they can afford their own private security.
In that case, for you, Claude, if a doctor retires, are they still a doctor, or are they considered not?
Yes, they're still a doctor. Matter of fact, a lot of people, doctors, I believe, definitely, and most certainly, people of military rank, they retain their title. The difference is they have to put RAT retired after. They keep the title, but they do have to do a disclosure to say retired. So it'd be Dr. So-and-so retired.
All right. Okay. Now, today's show seems to revolve around idiots and stupid people. Your printer experiences, lady who likes Fox News and thinks they're the way to go. And, well, there's a nice one here. This is nice to know that Americans aren't the only stupid people. Over in the United Kingdom, they had a lottery game. Called Thank you.
God damn you, fucking... nationalist, anti-American. I'm calling the
fuck
fucking
you. Yeah. Well,
government.
You know what? You could do that now. You could call the FBI. Say someone is an Al Qaeda or a terrorist or anything like that, and they will detain the person.
Absolutely. Like, that's why you don't fuck with me when I fix your TV.
Oh my God, he's like an Al Qaeda.
No, this happened. Okay, I'll have to get to this one next week. It's a good one. But this guy, what he did is his son-in-law was flying to the United States. Okay. His son-in-law
from
was from the UK.
Okay.
Flying into the United States, the father-in-law was pissed because his daughter and this guy are getting a divorce, and it's not a pretty affair. Basically, it's going to be an ugly divorce. Well, the father-in-law decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call the government on him.
And how do you call the government?
Basically, call the FBI.
Do you call 911 and get connected? Oh, like, can you please connect me to the government?
Okay, there's this thing called the phone book, okay?
The government's number is in the phone book?
Yes!
Can I get the number to, like, Area 51?
Yes, I'm sure you could.
Sweet.
You know, you just have to call the Air Force and, you know, maybe show them your boobs.
Like, what's up, boys?
Exactly. But you will find out that information. It's, you know, you can call the FBI. The FBI used to just, like, the local branch used to be just down on Charleston, 600 East Charleston.
Are you
actually
kidding?
Now the FBI is up there. Yeah, they're uptown. Matter of fact, because of the what the hell's a library in Washington D.C. called?
Library of Congress.
Library of Congress. Thank you. I can't remember the blank.
Talk about stupid.
Oh, stupid! Am I the one asking for the fucking phone number to Area 51? Thank you.
Shut up.
The Library of Congress, actually, dude, they have fucking plans for nuclear bombs and shit. Anybody can go check out.
Yeah, anarchist
Fat Man, Little Boy.
The Anarchist Cookbook is on the books. You could check. Well, no, you can't check anything out of the Library of Congress, but you can get it at the Library of Congress.
Yeah, you can
get it at the library. Well, maybe they.
But the library has it.
Yeah, which is they never have it because they just let someone steal it and they don't.
You know
they don't
what?
Replace
when
it.
My father actually passed away, his library, I don't, because I didn't have any room for it and I didn't want it to go to waste. I donated a lot of occult books, even like, you know, everything from like witchcraft studies to the fucking Necronomicon, and they've never been put out on the shelves. So the library takes a lot of shit and they just have a fucking vault that they are that
it's because
they
couldn't say the three words.
Klaatu Viraatu Nikto.
We're out of time. That sucks, huh? Are you okay? You're just instantly...
I'm good. Okay. I want a name, damn it.
We'll figure that out. All right. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Why do you say it so quietly?
You're going to be like, Spank Wagon Radio.
Come on.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Very nice.
Better. There you go.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I am the random Claude Balls now.
Yeah, fuck you. Assholes.
Sorry.
Yeah, her name is Yeah, Fuck You, Assholes.
So like everyone looks at me like, what am I supposed to say?
Anything you want. But Yeah, Fuck You, Assholes works too. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to us. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. Of course, we got a big thank you to everybody out there who helps get us on the air. Big thanks to LV Rocks, lvrocks.com for playing or allowing us to fart in the seats. Big thank you to Flash FM, the KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, the new, the new name syndicate, Steel City Radio, Nomad Radio Network. Big thank you. And remember, if we're not live,
you're finding us in the archives.
You can check us out, podcasts.lvrocks.com. And remember, we need friends.
Yes, we do.
MySpace.com/SpankWagon. As a matter of fact, you could be friends with our co-host's mother. I thought that was hilarious. Your mom is in our MySpace page.
Sweet. sweet.
Wearing a Dirty Maid outfit. That's the best part.
Oh, she is.
Really?
Wow. Yes. It's hilarious. It's like, there you go, our co-host and a MILF. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Big thanks to our guest, of course, Mangy Red. So good job, Red. Mangy Red.
Mangy Red, yes.
From some Oakland, guy. Rapper area. Some guy.
Seven.
Mangy Red.
What? I forget names.
She's like
anyway.
The seventh co-host, right?
Seventh or eighth.
Yeah, seven. There you go.
Like the seventh deadly sin.
That'll be
oh.
Her.
Oh. Oh. But I don't want the person that comes after or, you know,
they
not
don't have
after,
to.
But like the eight.
Then in the interim till you find something out.
Seven. That's stupid. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Kind of like
it's
know,
like the best thing we came
can,
up with
can,
so far.
You can add something funny like sexy seven or
sexy
or
seven.
Or if you're having a bad day, shut up seven or you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think wow, it's not, man! I think it's not in this show.
That works. That works. Okay.
You're working seven. Hard on that shtick.
I. Yeah. All right. So where are we at? Oh yeah, we're going home.
Retards. Out.
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles, ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates. Where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses. Co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system. Where image takes precedence over wisdom. Where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture. Where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's practice it.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horde. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste.
while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
LV Rocks, noise from Vegas.